Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's time now for EB's Entertainment Page. It's going to tell you all about movies, Hollywood, music, scandal.
Entertainment Page Cakes is driven to you by BMW of Fairfax. My guy may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike and tell him your boy EB sent you.
Mm-hmm. Do
he
all that.
Will appreciate it. All right, so let's catch up here on the Diddy thing. Mm-hmm. Man, I was in some wormholes yesterday. Oh,
you can
man.
Only imagine.
What'd you find out in those wormholes?
I'll tell you during a break. This is the tip of the iceberg, man. So many guys are going to be involved.
Iceberg, dead ahead.
But they destroyed his homes. And I don't know. Some people are saying these pictures are fake. Others are saying they're true. But if the pictures are true of his like bedroom turned upside down, I mean, they give zero Fs about your house when they do an FBI raid.
They have a search
raid.
Warrant and come in and looking for
dirt.
Oh,
they destroy it.
Yeah, I mean, literally all the drawers are open.
Right. Looks like the Norwich house.
I mean, it looks like thieves went in there.
Right.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
They ransacked the place.
They ransacked your house. Yeah. It's actually ridiculous. What if you're innocent? Now, I don't think I don't think Diddy's innocent, but what if you're innocent?
Do they come in and clean it up and fix things?
Yeah, now I got to clean up my house.
I don't know how that works.
I'd have to move out. Like, literally what they've done to the house makes you want to move.
I'm going
to
ask my buddies in law enforcement how that works.
Yeah. Now, some people
if they're looking for drugs and they have the wrong house, you know, it's the next door neighbor, and they destroy your house, does the government have to replace everything and fix everything?
You want to tell your buddies in law enforcement, give them an anonymous tip, give them EB's address, tell them
that would be awesome.
Turn his house upside down.
Heavy. Hysterical.
That would be a nightmare. Honestly, if my house looked the way these houses look, I'd have to move. Yeah. My brain can't comprehend putting it back together.
Right.
It looks too difficult.
There'd be so many golf training aids that they'd have to sift through your garage.
So many pool noodles discarded.
The hanger.
Yeah.
All the things.
The alien wedge.
Bickle sells illegal opioids out of his house, people.
No.
So
believe me.
Can you get over there?
I mean, I'd like the income
right out of his
stream,
basement.
But no, I don't do that. I'm very anti-drug.
Rips in his golf net.
Yeah.
I'm very pro-alcohol, very anti-drug.
So what?
What's
the deal with him?
So here's the deal.
Does anybody know where he is?
He was interrogated in Miami, and they had initially reported that he was detained, but he wasn't detained. His drug mule, who actually was a former walk-on at Syracuse.
Wow. Yeah. Hoopster.
Brendan Paul. Yes, he was a walk-on, only
Brendan
played a few
Paul.
Games. You've never heard of him.
No, I don't know.
And then he transferred to Fairmont State, played a few games there, didn't do much.
Fairmont State in West Virginia.
He had the opposite, by the way. He has had the complete opposite of a glow-up when you see his picture from Syracuse in his Hoops uniform and then the mugshot.
It doesn't look good now, right?
He does. Being a drug mule, I don't think is great. Just ask Clint Eastwood. He did it in a movie.
Yeah. Like,
pretty good movie,
well, I think
by the
they say they kind of
he weighs as much as a mule.
I think they found him. Think about this. And, you know, I was also in that wormhole yesterday, and I was reading about all the celebrities that own islands and, all that stuff. I'm not saying Diddy owns an island. I don't believe he does.
What other celebs own islands?
I'd be stunned.
Just give me a few names.
All I know is yesterday.
Pam Anderson. I mean, there's a million of them.
On Twitter, it wasn't great yesterday when I saw that Diddy's name was trending alongside Epstein.
Yeah, I mean, Epstein. All these people with shady background, they all own islands. God only knows what's going on there. And you've talked about it before, like when you go on your PJ with your buddy and you go to Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys all own their own planes.
Right.
You don't have to go through the security, right? Did you have any problem bringing all your drugs on the plane when you guys flew out there?
Hey, those are for medicinal purposes.
Back. Yeah. Right, because they're legal there, but they're not. They don't sell them here.
Whatever. Yeah. All your gummies and everything.
Yeah. Believe me, I had somebody spend like $3,000 on gummies.
He's making it sound like you guys had a Scarface type.
I'm just saying, it was all gummies. When you fly private like that,
you can do whatever you want.
You bring whatever drugs and guns.
Of course.
Right, and so. They went in there. I think they found cocaine. They just charged them with cocaine. They found weed gummies. Golly knows what weapons they found. So you can imagine these celebrities that have been doing for. That's probably why they own the islands. That's where they could go and do all their.
All the chicanery?
All the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Nobody bothers them, right?
So Tay Tay and Travis are bringing all their drugs on their privates?
Well, I have no idea. But I mean, I haven't been on a PJ. You've been on a PJ multiple times.
Yep. It's the only way to fly.
Literally, if you had a brick of cocaine, you borrowed some from Drab, could you get on the plane no problem?
Yeah, because you're not going through security.
Yeah, nobody. Would anybody know?
The pilots aren't searching your bags.
Right. Would anybody know?
No. You pull up on the tarmac and you park your car.
Right.
And then you walk 8 steps to the front of the plane.
Love that.
To the stairs.
Right. But Diddy didn't do this himself. He had Brendan Paul did this for him. Yep. He was the mule.
You're a big silly like Diddy. You can't carry drugs around yourself, allegedly. You need somebody else to do it.
Cakes, I think when I go to Pebble in July,
yes.
I think I'm going to – I said I would never do it again.
Okay.
Take the gummies. Oh, I think I'm going to take one gummy,
okay.
5 milligrams, and that's all I'm going to take for the whole day.
What did you take last time?
Oh, I just took like 25. I couldn't even function.
That was like me taking the Zin from Mike Marr.
And the reason I did that is because I popped the first one and I didn't feel anything.
Yeah,
and my buddy said, just give it time. I said, whatever, give me another one.
Dude.
And at the end of the day, I had like 25 milligrams in me.
Right.
And I was like a zombie.
I know.
And I couldn't even eat.
So when
I think this time I'm going to take one.
Right.
Because I know what the after effects are. I'm going to take 1 5-mil, and then that's it for the whole day.
Well, I have two stories related to that. So remember I told you I was at that Mexican restaurant, we were drinking the margaritas, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
One of the women next to me, she told me she did gummies one time, and she had the exact same, she had no idea. I said, how many milligrams did you have or whatever? She said, 1 billion. Like, she had no idea.
It's the worst feeling.
But she said she'll never do it again.
Right.
All right.
And I claimed I would never do it again.
And then,
I might flip the script.
There was another mom sitting right in front of me, and... Well, this guy next to me, the guy, remember I told you was a train conductor, a retired train conductor?
Right.
He had two. They weren't Zins, but they were like Zins of some other company that makes their own. Are there a lot of competing companies?
I don't know.
I said, is this like a Zin? He said, yeah, same thing, just different. They were different flavors. And she wanted one.
Okay.
And she, first of all, she actually asked if he had a cigarette. She'd rather have a cigarette.
That's my girl.
And then he said, no, try this. And she tried, and I said, be careful.
Right. Saw what happened.
Yeah, I said, my buddy just did this. And he was knocked out for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And she looked at me like I was crazy, like it was no big deal. That lasted about 5 minutes before she took that thing out. And she said, you were right.
Yeah.
That is.
She started feeling
and she's a smoker. Like she has a.
She's not averse to smoking.
Yeah,
she has a
tolerance to nicotine, which I did not have when I mistakenly took this in.
Yeah.
Never again. I can safely say, never again. You're wavering.
Yeah,
I'm wavering a little bit.
But you need to make sure you chop that gummy in half.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
What's the benefit? What is the intrigue for you?
Make you feel good.
doesn't it like a Jack and Coke make you feel good?
It's a different feeling.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah.
And you're not going to ever have a hangover.
So are you?
Yeah, but if you drink enough water, you can eliminate a lot.
But alcohol still sits in your system all night. You still feel like poo the next day.
Are you just getting these from friends? Are you like? Going and getting your own gummies, like how
he's getting
from
friends.
My boys will go out to the stores and buy all their gummies, and then they'll give me one.
Got it. Okay.
They buy thousands of dollars worth. Oh, you wouldn't believe
it. They buy gummies in bulk.
You wouldn't believe
it. Big trash bags full of them.
But
why is Mar laughing?
I don't know.
Because we're talking about weed.
Oh. Well, no, I was thinking about the other name for Zin that you were talking about, Rogue. That's why I was kind of smiling.
Might have been. Yeah. It was like in a brown case.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it comes in different flavors. I was just laughing.
I think one of them was maybe even like barbecue. Is that even a thing?
I mean, not Zin.
Barbecue flavored dip.
Yeah, like the Rogue or whatever.
It comes in weird flavors. I've never tried it, but I'm just looking at it right
here. I was at a gas station a month ago. Big surprise, buying like a 20-ounce Coke Zero. And behind the cashier, there were 20 different flavors of Zins. Everything.
I just don't understand.
Cool mint, spearmint, fruit flavored, everything.
I mean, do you, but I just don't understand why people voluntarily sign up for something that they're literally going to be addicted to and they're just going to hemorrhage cash for.
I don't quite get it.
Like, no, but hold on. Alcohol, a lot of people could drink alcohol and not be addicted. I could go weeks without drinking alcohol. I don't have to have it. I think nicotine is different. Like, you don't you agree? I mean, alcohol may be worse for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying alcohol is great for you.
Yeah, but I mean, I think everyone's got their kryptonite. Well,
but why would you voluntarily sign up for something that you're literally going to be addicted to? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm not doing a tin of Grizzly every day.
I don't know. I have no idea what you do. Exactly. I believe you.
I know.
I believe you.
Are you tempted
but
to
I'm
do
not,
the
hold
Zins
on, I'm not attacking
instead?
You. No. I'm not attacking you. I don't even know what you're talking about. Because
like,
you, you dip
yeah.
when you play
yeah, yeah,
you dip when you play golf. I
yeah.
think, right? Yeah, I don't know. But I have buddies that do that only when they play golf.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it feels good.
That's fine. It's the urge.
That's fine.
You're drinking all the time because it feels good.
That's fine. I drink also just to get me tired, to be honest with you.
Also, nobody starts out thinking or knowing they're going to get addicted. They start out recreationally while they're drinking or while they're partying.
Am I the only person that ever thinks about consequences? I mean, think about, okay, if I do the Zin, well, I'm probably going to get addicted to it.
I wouldn't think about that for 1 second.
You're not going to get addicted. If a Zin makes you feel the way I felt when I did it, you're not going to get addicted to it.
I was taking gummies out there in California, okay? And that was the last time I did it.
Right. No, I know, because you had bad experience.
I wasn't addicted to it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not saying gummies.
And I guarantee.
I'm specifically speaking to the nicotine.
Hey, Ricky,
right.
When you chop your gummy in half, put the other half in a Ziploc bag and then bring it in your pal so I can sample it.
Oh, I'll bring you some, no doubt.
Then I'm going to say I'll never do a gummy again because I'm going to feel give me 25. Feel
if you get it,
give me the lowest dose possible.
What if it was like 2.5 milligrams or whatever?
Perfect. Perfect.
I do have people that take the gummies.
You would probably love
it. Swear by them for bedtime.
You would love it probably.
For bedtime.
You're probably right.
All right. I this is no lie. I was the last time I was out there. I'm not going to say who it was. I'm not going to say the guy's name.
Okay.
But he was talking. He was on gummies.
Why is it somebody we'd know?
You know him, yes.
Do I know him?
Kind of. Mm. So he was just talking. He was just telling a story about his round. He's like, yeah, man. And I hit that 8-iron. Right. And then he went. Literally, he was out for 3 minutes.
He went to Sleepy Town.
And we thought he died. we said, should we call 911? And he goes.
And then when did you?
And then I had an awesome putt. Like he was out for 3 minutes, yeah. and then he
woke up.
He woke up and he was still on the story. I couldn't believe it, and it was all gummy related.
Yeah,
right. No, I have a buddy that every time I talk about sleep, he DMs me. He's like, "You got to do the gummies to sleep."
Uh huh.
Like he swears you sleep silly.
That's probably sleep a lot better than you do if you have 8 Jack and Cokes.
Yeah, I think I need something stronger than the 10 milligrams of melatonin. I don't think that's
I think your body adjusts to the melatonin.
Yeah, my body's done some adjusting.
Yeah, I don't think I sleep great when I have alcohol, but if I have like one drink, it does make me tired. It helps at least start the process.
No, I get that. If you only have one, correct.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
if you have a bunch.
Yeah, if you drink four or five of them, you're going to feel like
peeing all night.
You're going to feel like ass.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't like that. That's horrible. Anyway, I don't mean to attack the Zin community. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you want to do.
Right, so how did we get on? We were talking about Diddy. All right,
Diddy and all his drugs.
Right, all the privates.
Right. Anyway, it just dawned on me. That's probably why I'm just speculating.
I wonder how much they found, how much evidence they found so far in his homes.
Well, I don't know. You know, they were looking for all the computer stuff, so hard drives.
Yeah, they crushed all that.
Yeah.
Phones.
Medication.
If there's any phones around.
We just have bad music. More bad music by Diddy. Are we going to find anything different?
Right. I got more EP. Do we have another get? Do we have your boy coming on at 9 today or no?
We have Chick Hernandez coming out at 9:25.
Chick Hernandez coming on.
We can either do more EP or talk about the kickoff changes in the NFL.
I have questions about the kickoff changes.
All right, let's do that. We come back. We'll get into the new rule passed at the NFL owners' meetings. NFL kickoffs are going to look a lot different this upcoming season. We'll tell you about them next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 9:25, Chick Hernandez will join us. He is in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. That's at 9:25. At 9, Savannah McCann, who gives updates here on the Fan. She's basically a Nats insider. She's going to give us her prediction on the Nats season win total for 2024. You can do whatever you want with the information. You can fade it. You can tail it. Do whatever you want. She'll give us her prediction for that coming up at 9 a.m., so you want to keep listening.
Opening day tomorrow.
Opening day is tomorrow. Of course, the Nats are why we're getting this information today.
Nats are in Cincy, but
actionable intel.
Full schedule tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to try to describe the new NFL kickoff rule that was passed this week during the owners' meetings in Orlando. In my opinion, it's very confusing to hear it and not see like a diagram of it or a breakdown of it like on a computer.
Well,
if you ever watched XFL games,
right.
That's what it's going to be.
Have you seen a video of that?
It'll be slightly different.
I've seen a video of that. Yeah.
Slightly different based on where they can line up.
All right, so explain it because then I have a question.
The new kickoff rule is as such. The kicker is going to remain at the 35-yard line.
By himself.
Okay, by himself. The kicking team, the other 10 players on the kicking team line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line.
Right.
The receiving team will be divided into two zones. There's a setup zone and a landing zone. At least 9 members of the receiving team stand in the setup zone, and up to 2 players can receive the kickoff in the landing zone.
Mm-hmm.
Only the kicker and the returner.
How wide's the landing zone, by the way? Do we know?
The landing zone looks like it's 20 yards wide.
Okay.
It's from the
20 to the goal line?
Yeah, it's from the 20-yard line to the goal line.
Right.
So here's my question. Even though they never work anymore, has this eliminated onside kicks?
Pretty much. Well, here's the deal.
With onside kicks, you have to
tell the official we're gonna onside kick here, right. And then they go back to the standard formation.
Right. Okay.
So but that means the opposing team will know you're you're going to do the onside kick.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the
yeah.
surprise onside kick, eliminated.
Well, they don't even work anymore anyway.
But now you're allowed to overload sides back to what you used to do.
Right.
Because they implemented a rule where you weren't allowed to, like, you had to have certain guys, X number of guys
on both sides of the ball.
Both sides of the ball.
Right.
Now you have the ability to overload sides.
Correct.
So only the kicker.
But sometimes some special teams coaches will try and catch you off guard. Let's just say at the start of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll just go, all right, let's try the onside kick based on the formation.
That's gone now.
That's gone. It's gone.
So only the kicker and the returner or returners can move before the ball hits the ground or touches a returner. This is a big part. No fair catches allowed.
Yep.
Gone. Touchbacks in the end zone will start 5 yards farther up in the field at the 30-yard line.
Right, so it doesn't behoove you to kick it through the end zone because teams get it at the 30.
Right.
So you're gaining 5 yards.
If a ball lands within the landing zone and becomes a touchback, the ball is placed at the 20-yard line. Any kick that lands before the landing zone from the goal line up to the 20 gives the ball to the offense at the 40-yard line. So that's especially punitive.
So you've got to be pretty accurate and get it in that landing zone.
Right.
Unless you have a crazy, athletic, great returner, you just don't want him to touch the ball, and you say, all right, F it, we'll just let him have the ball at the 30.
Right.
You're going to see the return percentage go way up.
Yeah, and look, there's no more throwaway play before this rule was enacted than the kickoff, because we've all seen it. It's a waste of everybody's time. The ball is being kicked through the end zone a huge percentage of the time. The returner stands at the front of the end zone, puts his arms out. Ball goes past the uprights.
I believe last year it was kicked to the end zone for a touchback 79% of the time.
Right.
So the XFL was seeing returns at almost 90%.
Right.
It was zero injuries. In the 2020 season, they had zero injuries on 400 kickoffs and a 93% return rate.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of interesting. We actually had the creator of this rule in studio.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sam Schwartzstein. He is Andrew Luck's best friend. He was a center. He came in studio when Oliver Luck and Pep Hamilton were in here.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember him, but he's the genius
behind all the XFL rules. Stood in the corner. Nobody talked to him.
We talked to him afterwards.
I saw the report that he was, like, his initial descriptor of the kickoff rule was done with, like, a teacup and Splenda packets, because he didn't have time to do like a PowerPoint. Like, he was up in front of the XFL officials, like, moving around sugar packets to say, well, these guys line up here, these guys are here, using like a sweet and low packet. And they're like, hey, why don't you like mock this up on an actual PowerPoint and stop showing it to us with sugar packets? Yeah, guy's the brainchild of
this.
He
also came up with a extra point rules with no kicking it, the 2 point or the 3 point, whatever it was, whatever they did there, moving it back, you can go for it from the 10-yard line.
Was he some sort of genius, this guy?
He went to Stanford.
He's a special teams genius, apparently. Look, if it brings some excitement to a dead and dormant part of most NFL games, I'm all for it. And if it's reducing injuries, it sounds like a win-win all the way around. Now, the first few times you watch a game, you're going to
be
like,
weird.
This looks weird. This is different.
So if you never
adapt to it,
if you never watch the XFL ever,
and
you just are just used to the NFL formations, and plays, especially on kickoffs, man, you're going to be going, what? What game is this I'm watching? It's crazy. I remember when I went to the what was the name of the XFL team here again?
Defenders.
Defenders. Yeah. I think I went to their opening home game.
Mm-hmm. I think you did.
I think I did.
Pretty sure
I thought
did.
I was going to get VIP service, and I was just a regular donk. I was a little bit bitter. But I sat there and going, what am I watching?
Right.
This is weird.
Well, this is what you're going to be watching on NFL Sundays.
Just get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's a net win because I think returns are awesome.
Yeah.
They're great.
They could easily just, move the guys back and make the kickoffs longer, but obviously they're trying to reduce the impact and the injuries. I get it. It's fine. I think it's a net win.
Welcome it with open arms.
Yeah, I do miss like the art of onside kicks. I love that when they can really execute one, but they don't.
Yeah,
work
they're
anymore.
So infrequent. They just don't
work
anymore. It's just
what's the success rate on that? About 5%.
Well under 10%.
Yeah, it's really bad now.
Yeah.
And I can't remember.
And now that you can't just, you know, spring it on people, I would guess the percentages will go down even more.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody knows how to prepare for it and that it's coming.
Right, right.
Your boy Danny Smith's going to be putting in overtime.
I know.
Trying to get used to this new kickoff
rules. I actually
rules.
Texted him and asked him if he likes it. I got waiting to hear back from him. But it also puts an onus on having more value, from a kick returning standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Having more of a threat back
there. By the way, speaking of that, the Steelers inked Cordero Patterson to a two-year deal.
Yep.
So that maybe they're like, hey, there's kickoff returns are going to become a thing again. We got to get ahead of it.
Got to
sign one of the better guys in recent league history and making big plays from that spot.
Yep.
I like that signing.
They're not stupid. Pittsburgh's not stupid when it comes to that.
Danny Smith's a lifer, special teams coach. He's pretty highly regarded.
Anything to bring the kickoffs back. I think that they're awesome. Anything that returns.
Who's number one on the depth chart right now currently for Washington? Is it Crowder?
Us? I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Wasn't he returning
kicks? He was returning punts at the end of the year, yeah. They had A.G.
Gibby was returning.
Return kicks.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Gibby.
But it was so infrequent.
You never saw him do it.
How many kickoff returns do you think he had the whole season?
I don't know.
All right, currently.
20? Maybe not even that.
All right, so currently they got Chris Rodriguez on the depth chart as kick returner. I'm guessing he wouldn't be the returner. Now that this rule's changed, I guess you want to get someone a little bit more explosive.
More of a specialist. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
but I could be wrong.
I'm glad that they're doing it. I like it. It's cool. It's going to look awkward if you've ever seen the XFL. Some of the videos are out there of what it's going to look like. It definitely looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good.
It's better than what they pivoted away from, because the kickoff had become just a worthless play for the most part.
Right. Are you guys, now that we're 5 years into it, do you guys like the fact that they moved back the extra points?
Love it.
You actually do love it.
Love it. Brings extra drama to the game.
Yeah. It's
because the chip shot 20-yarder, every kicker in the league
does,
is going
to
make that.
But you just have added more misses to the equation, which is, I guess, what you wanted.
Sure.
I'm a fan.
It affects games more.
I know you're.
How many times did it affect Washington
kicker?
Games?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it hurts the kicker.
Well, you just got to be
kicker because you're lowering his percentage.
You just got to be super accurate.
And it makes touchdowns like a little flukier. Like, you know, you guys both scored a touchdown, but one guy was able to, you know, execute his extra point. But I mean, like, no one's going to be perfect. They're all going to miss. And so, like, luck, I think, factors in a little more.
By the way,
well, some guys were perfect on. Isn't that why they signed McManus?
Yeah, perfect for one year. But
okay, I'm just saying he had a good year from extra point standpoint.
But you know, the next year then he's going to miss two or three.
Okay, I get it.
Here's exactly why they're changing the kickoff rule. Antonio Gibson played in 16 games as a kickoff returner for the Commanders this past season. Do you know how many attempts he had at kickoff returns
in
16 games?
10.
Less.
Close. He had 14.
Hmm. Yeah.
Less than one per game. That's why it's being changed.
Yeah.
They realize that it's a waste of everybody's 5 minutes at the beginning of a game. There's no drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spice it up, and they've done that.
Did you guys see the other rule changes with the replays?
I saw that they're adding a challenge. Is that the...
Well, they're adding you can have a third replay challenge if either of your first two challenges are successful.
Okay.
It used to be you had to get them both right to get a third one. And now they are also... Replay can be used to overturn a ruling that a quarterback was down or out of bounds before throwing a pass. Mm. And this one's kind of interesting. Replay can now be used to determine whether the game clock expired before the ball was snapped. Because remember, they always say there's a delay. The ref has to look at his watch and then blow the whistle. And it's always at zero. I thought
they had that before. Replay did not cover that one. Okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
When are we getting rid of the chain gangs? I mean, I still can't believe that and the bad markings and bad spots in the field of play. When are those going bye-bye?
Mm.
This is a multi-billion dollar enterprise.
You know,
and we're relying on 75-year-old officials spotting the ball.
Well, aren't you eventually?
They're not all 75.
A lot of them are.
But, I mean, isn't it going to... Like, let's just say, so you, in other words, you want it to be like a Cyclops system, like all digitalized.
You want it to be computerized.
Yes. Right, but then how do you still have to place it. Like, I don't understand how it would actually work.
Every ball is computer chipped.
All right, every ball is computer chipped.
Yep.
And then how do you know where to place it, though?
you have a headset and it says, somebody upstairs says, place the ball at the 36 yard line.
At the 36.3.
What if there's a glitch in the computer chip on that?
Don't have glitches.
Well, there's glitches all the time.
Have better coders.
I mean, a cargo ship just hit a bridge on a glitch.
I fully understand. Please get rid of the chain gang, guys. It's 2024.
I don't think they will, but all right, I know what you want.
You don't, hold on. You don't think they will eventually?
Well, they're not going in next few years.
No, not this year, but in the next 5 years, can we please upgrade our systems?
Maybe. We'll see.
Can we get with the current
technology? How long have they had chain gangs? Back on the Chain Gang, by the way. Good song.
Say it is a good tune. Pretenders.
Chrissy
Hynde. Probably had them since they first snapped a leather pigskin.
So you do like the new kickoff rule?
Love
do
it.
Like that.
Big fan.
What about the hip drop tackle rule being eliminated?
I think it's probably good. I don't understand why I'm surprised the NFLPA wanted to keep it.
It's going to be hard to enforce. Like, it's going to be hard for guys not to use that. Like, if you have a big back you're trying to tackle,
what if it's
that's
a corner,
the most effective way to do it.
What if it was Kendall Fuller trying to tackle, Mark Andrews?
Right. Well, or Derrick Henry.
Right. I mean, those guys can't just take him down in a typical, tackling move.
No, but you got to kind of
You've got to use
low.
All your weight.
You got to go low.
You've got to use all your weight.
Try not to take their knees out, but you got to go low. The only chance.
Well, now it's 15 yarder, so you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. The question is, how do you enforce it?
Yeah.
Are they going to have replay on that? I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
I don't think
so. I think you know it when you see it. It's not that hard to see.
Well, I mean, it could be
borderline.
Very vague and borderline. I mean, if the guy's just a part of his knee is still on the ground.
I saw Jonnu Smith, who's now signed with the Dolphins, the tight end? I'm not 100% sure, but
maybe.
He tweeted something to the effect of, let's leave the hip drop tackles in and let's get rid of the turf fields. Mm. Like, it sounds like that's a way bigger issue for a lot of players than, I guess, the hip drop tackles. But, there are a lot of artificial turf fields still around in the NFL.
So overall, the XFL kickoff rule is going to be implemented. Just a 1 year tryout. Maybe they'll keep it. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll adjust it. For in 2025,
yep.
It's just the biggest thing. It's just going to look weird.
It's going to look very strange,
like you're watching like a Vince McMahon.
But
football.
You are going to see a lot of big kickoff returns compared to what you had this past year when you've had basically none.
Which I mean, what's a kick? Wouldn't you say a punt and kick return for a touchdown? One of the most exciting plays in the game.
They're pretty exciting.
So you want to have those?
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 9:25, we will link up with Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day at LSU. That's coming up at 9:25 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up at 9 a.m., Savannah McCann, who does updates here on 106.7 The Fan, she will give her official Washington Nationals season win total prediction. She will do that at 9 a.m. I'm looking forward
Coming
to that
up.
Because then I will place a wager on her prediction and hope it hits. Believe
I can't wager, wait to start
they're
betting.
They're going to wager $100 for the season. That's a yeah, good that's sweat for the season. It's less than $1 per game. Very economical bet. I like it. Keeps baseball cakes dialed in. The boys behind the glass were killing me earlier because I still have forgotten who has won last year's World Series, who the defending champs are.
Oh, okay. I don't blame you.
I took a few hacks at it. I took a few guesses that I was laughed at.
What were your guesses?
My first guess was the defending champs were the Houston Astros.
Okay.
That was guess number one.
0-1.
My second guess, I believe, was the...
Let me guess. You bet Braves.
I guessed the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, okay.
And then my third guess was the Atlanta Braves. I haven't looked it up. I'm still in the dark.
Give us one more. Give us one more here.
One more guess. Hold on. Baseball Cakes is racking his feeble brain. All right, so hold on. I need to do some elimination here. No Braves, Stros, Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're out. One more guess. I'm just trying to think who was in the playoffs last year.
All right, keep
who
going.
Made the playoffs? Well, the Nationals didn't make the playoffs.
That's true.
I think the Phillies were pretty good, though.
They blew a big lead to this team that played in the World Series.
They blew a big lead to this team that played in the World
Pretty
Series.
Pretty big lead, yeah.
What's amazing is he hasn't even mentioned the team that lost the World Series yet either.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't hit on either team.
Well, he's definitely not going to get them.
I'm drawing
they
a big
were
bright.
The team that lost was kind of a Cinderella.
Kind of a Cinderella.
Yeah, they weren't expected to get to the World Series.
Can you tell me, was the winning team for the NL or the AL?
Al.
AL won the World Series.
Yeah.
That's a big hint. That's a big clue. All right, your defending World Series champions are AL team, not the Yankees, not the Red Sox. They stunk. Not the Orioles. They were a good story, but they fell short. Oh, I know it. Theory of elimination. I finally hit on it.
Right.
Your defending World Series champions, 2023. They're boring. They're in the Lone Star State. The Texas Rangers.
Finally.
You know what? I'm glad I forgot the Rangers won. You know why? Because
you don't
as
like
I
the
mentioned.
Because you don't like the state. You live there. You didn't like it.
It's not the state. I have nothing against the state.
Oh, okay.
The Texas Rangers have forever been, and in my opinion, will always be, boring. They're a boring franchise.
I would say they were interesting when they had they had A-Rod.
To you, all baseball teams are boring.
They had Juan Gonzalez.
There might be a little something to that.
When they had Nolan Ryan. Now I'm going back a long way away.
We are going a long way back.
I think they were interesting then.
That's pretty funny, though.
I tend to disagree.
Matt, that he was in there. And
Texas Rangers.
He was 0-for. Well, hold on. Who'd they beat?
Baseball Cakes is going at it again.
Most people would struggle with
this. Who did the Rangers beat? Let's do this. Texas Rangers, NL team they beat.
This is kind of like knowing who Peter Malnati is.
It wasn't the Braves, the Stros, or the Dodgers. Diamondbacks? Was it the Diamondbacks? They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Finally.
You got it.
I got it?
Yeah.
Baseball Cake strikes again.
Good job.
There you go. I had to rack my brain a little bit, but there's some baseball residue.
Now,
how many
win total plays? Just the Nats? Or are you going to make multiple?
My biggest play will be on the Nats,
but I
can have my arm twisted into making multiple.
Who has the highest win total?
Oh, Dodgers, I'm sure.
Don't have it in front of you?
No, I don't. I'm sure the Dodgers are probably at 102.
And who has the lowest?
If it's not the Nats,
it's got to be.
I don't think it's the Nats. Kansas City.
I'm going to guess White Sox.
Baseball drabby over there.
A's.
Maybe
A's have got to be down there too.
Yeah, Oakland maybe. Let's see. Kansas City is at 74.5, so that's not even close to the lowest. Rockies might be. Might be the Rockies or the White Sox, but I don't know. I'd have to look. I think the Braves and the Dodgers are both in that 101 to 103 range.
What time is first pitch tomorrow in the Natty for
Oh,
Reds,
I think it's a four.
Nats.
That's a 4:05 start, I believe.
What time does coverage start here on 106.7 The Fan?
4:10.
Drabby, what time would coverage
start?
Half hour
before first pitch, 3:30, 3:40.
Okay, 3:30.
The worst record is the Colorado Rockies with 59.5. total wins. That's where their line is. And then the Dodgers have odds of being the best team with 102.5.
Okay.
What did he say? What are the Rockies?
59.5.
Oh, I thought you said 49.5. 49.5, we got to go in. I got
to
go on.
Have to.
59.5. It's probably possible.
It certainly is.
Mike Trout's in town in Baltimore tomorrow. I think that's who they're opening up with. They open up Angels?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to the game on Saturday.
Anthony Rendon in town, too.
He's not going to play, though, is he? He's not healthy, is he?
I have no idea.
Maybe he is healthy. His season's only just begun.
I'm pretty sure he is.
We never talked about Angelos dying, right?
We touched on it, I think, yesterday or the day before.
I mentioned it to Valdez that he wanted to disparage him or kick him when he's down. He didn't want to. But I don't know. Kind of interesting. Is it interesting? I don't know. He finally dies after they had already announced that they were going to sell the team.
Well, I mean, wasn't he 94 years old?
He was.
And he was in bad health for the last decade.
Where did they say he was?
I have no idea.
In a nursing home somewhere?
Probably. Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
But I don't know. I didn't read that. I don't know if he died at home.
If I'm a billionaire,
you want to die at home?
If I'm a billionaire, I better not die in a nursing home.
Well, you might need all of the medical devices in there.
You could have home hospice.
But if you want to be kind of kept alive.
Yeah.
I guess that was up to the family.
I'm going to have all those machines keeping me alive in Mikasa.
Right.
I don't need to be in a hospital or, God forbid, a nursing home with a bunch of people who don't know who they are surrounding me as I move on to my next plane.
What's the win total for the Orioles? Is it over 90?
It's got to be over 90. Let me see. See if I can find it. 91, 92 maybe?
89.5.
89.5. Man, I nailed it.
By the way, big news from Orioles land. I know about who's excited about this. I believe Natty Bo is back in the stadium for the first time since 2016.
Why is that? Why was it out?
I don't know. I guess
it was probably just the license, not licenses, the food and beverage deal that they had.
Oh. And this will appeal to Valdez. Comes in a fancy orange can because it's the Orioles. Big news, Valdez.
Natty Bo's.
Coming out of the land of pleasant living, I believe, is their,
right.
their slug line.
I don't know how much they're going to charge in the stadium.
Big 16 or 20 ounce Natty Bo, probably $8 or $10 a can, I would guess.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. On draft? It actually tastes pretty decent on draft.
Interesting.
They're going to have a strong IPA at about 8.5%?
I don't know. You love you some IPAs.
Yeah, drink
you like
two.
IPAs and quarters of weed gummies. That's what you love.
Yep, that's true.
It's kind of your thing.
I don't know how good of a mixture that would be, but yeah, I do.
I think it might be pretty good. Might be a solid mix.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've ever done that in the last 30 years.
Right.
Haven't done it recently.
The strong IPAs, have two of them and you're set. You're
probably
you're
right.
Where are you on just like the random domestic light beer?
The only time I'll drink a light beer.
Like a random domestic light beer.
Domestic, well, I will drink a Corona Light.
Yeah,
I won't drink a Miller Light.
Yeah,
or a Bud Light.
I'll
drink a Corona Light on a hot day on the golf course.
It's literally not. I get nothing out of drinking a Miller Light.
But if you're on a golf course and you're sweating,
it's hot,
it feels good.
Hot summer day.
But it tastes good.
It can taste good.
Yeah. Oh, I drank it the other day on a cold, rainy day. It wasn't doing anything for me.
But I got buddies who will sit at happy hour and just order Miller Lights.
They pummel beers.
Miller Lights are just light beers. And they'll drink six, eight of them.
They love it. They can't get enough.
I would hate that.
Give me a good rec for a mixer for my Scotty's vodka that's in my freezer.
What do you
mix it with? What's your best mixer?
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I would just put Diet Tonic in there.
You look like you want to chime in.
A little bit of club soda, a little bit of Sprite, lime juice.
Club soda, lime juice, Sprite. Okay, I can do that. I can make that happen. Go out to the store, make it happen. All right, speaking of making it happen, Savannah McCann is going to join us. She does the updates here on 106.7 The Fan.
You're going to give us a little
plugged in with the Nationals.
She's going to give us a Nats preview.
She's going to give us a Nats preview and, more importantly, a
betting
Nats
advice.
Season win total prediction.
All right.
She
was good last year.
She was very good. She predicted the over. Right. It hit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tail whatever her pick is. Hopefully
it hits
by a lot. Again. And she'll join us next. And then Chick Hernandez will join us coming up at 9:25. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day later today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.